Irvin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Irvin Bavli, Daf Pei. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Memches Amad Beis at the Mishnah of Halacha Vav. Kefa Mishtatshem B'Mavoi, Maniach Ifachavith Va'ime, Harizu L'chol B'nei HaMavoi, M'zakalehem Alidei B'noi, Uvita Gadolim, Alidei Avdi B'Shev Chosei Ha'Irvim, V'Alidei Ishtei. How do you make a shittuf in a Mavoi on behalf of everyone? One takes a barrel, such as of wine, and says, this is for all the people of the Mavoi. He may be mezakeh when he's acquired on behalf of them through his adult son or daughter, his Yisrael male or female slave, or his wife. He cannot be mezakeh through his minor son or daughter, or his Canaanite male or female slave, because their yad means their power of acquisition is like his, they can acquire only for him. The Gemara says, Tani, ein mezakeh lahem b'chavis shebemartif. The Bible says he cannot be mezakeh for them in a barrel in the cellar. Amar Rav Hoshea, shema yishkach v'yishtana. Rav Hoshea says, this is lest he forget and drink it. Manan kaimen, what's the case of who his Yisrael female slave? Imba gedoyla, she says, zochsa ba, v'simonim, imba katana, hakotan zocha. If she's an adult, she already merited freedom through proving her adulthood. If she's a minor, then does a minor acquire? Amar Rav Yudin bar Shalom, claim Rav Yossi, tipate, kamanda ama, hakotan teirim. Rav Yudin bar Shalom answered to Rav Yossi, this is like the opinion that a minor can declare truma. Amalei v'afilu command da'ama, which say, ha'kotten teirem, ha'kotten zocha. Rav Yossi objected, well, even according to the opinion that a minor can take truma, can a minor acquire? And that is the Rabbonon, the Taman, Nicha. Taman ama v'shem Rav Nachman b'Yaakov, kol sh'noisnim loy, egoiz v'mashlichoy, tzor v'noit loy, which say, ha'moitze v'yodoy, ka'moitze b'la'ashba, dami. According to Rabbonon there, in Bavel means Rav Huna, this is fine. There it was said in the name of Rav Nachman bar Yaakov that any minor that they give him a nut and he discards it, a pebble and he takes it, what one finds in his hand is like what one finds in a waste heap, means it's hefka, but he didn't acquire it at all. Egoi v'noi loi, tzor v'mashlichoi, gvei loi, gezel m'pnei dark misholim. If they give him a nut and he takes it and a pebble and he discards it, stealing from him is called theft midrabanan due to dark misholim. Egoi, they should say, umatsniri, umachziroi, lachazman, gezeloi, gezogomo, zochalatsmoi, amaloi lachirim. If they give him a nut and he hides it away and can return it later, stealing from him is absolute theft. He can acquire for himself, but not for others. Rahuna omak shem shezochalatsmoi, kachzoicha lachirim. Rahuna said, just like he can acquire for himself, he can acquire for others. Akom moidim she'ein madnasei matona, dichsev, ki yitin ish manas ish matona, manas cotton ena matona. All agree that his gift is not a gift, because there's a pasuk in Shmos Chof Beis Perek Vav that says, ki yitun ish, when a man will give, and we learn from here, the gift of an ish, an adult, is a gift, the gift of a minor is not a gift. Divrei Chachamim, Rav Yehuda ben Pazi, b'shem Rav Yochanan, Rav Yaakov, b'shem Rav Yochanan, la'olam ein gezeloi, mechuva at yavi shtei saras. According to the Chachamim who argue with Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda bar Pazi quoting Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yaakov quoting Rav Yochanan, said that the issa of his gezel is not clear until he brings two hairs of proof of adulthood. Yavor b'shem Rav Yochanan, hada dat omal, la'hoitzi menu bedin, aval akorban u'leshua, kolam amoidi at yavi shtei saras. Yavo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that Rabbi Yossi said that gezeloi, his theft of his of what a minor found is absolute theft. This is to take it from the thief in Beis Din, but for a korban, which the korban of Asham gezelois, and for sure, all agree that they don't apply until he brings two heads. From korbanon dehacha. Now our Mishnah is fine according to Rav Huna, but according to the Chachamim here, means Rav Yochanan, it's difficult. Even the opinion that a minor can take truma agree that a minor cannot acquire. Rav Yossi boy me'ata aflat smoy lo yizke tichsiv ewe'ehu adjehei goyeu. Rav Yossi asked, well, if so, when we had the phrase ki yitin ish, when a man will give, excludes the gift of a minor, it's difficult even for Rav Huna. A minor should not acquire even for himself because it says ewe'ehu. It's not a gift until the recipient is like the giver, meaning an adult. Yoldu Mekha Mekach, Umacha Memka Metaltelin. Yosef Rabun, quoting Ushmul by Yisagan, said that our Mishnah discusses Peutois, which is mature miners. The Mishnah teaches that the Peutois, their purchase and sale of movable objects, are valid. Lataninan, Aval Ein Mezake Loyalade Benoy Vita Katanim Loyalade Avde Vishichosse Hakananim, Revelation Yodan Kuyode. We ask that the Sefer, our Mishnah, said that he cannot be Mezake to his son or daughter who's a minor, or his Knani, male or female slave, because their hand is like his hand. The Risha allowed Zikui to a minor, Amma Iriya. Aban of Kisaran Amrin, Kambashish Dasa Tinoik, Kambashin Dasa Tinoik. Aban of Kisaran answered that the Risha discusses a minor with understanding to hide a nut and return it later. The Sefer discusses a minor without understanding. Aban Tanin and Hashel Power, Vishalcholoi, Biad Benoyu, Biad Avdoi, Biad Shluchoi, Umesa Potter. We ask a question from a Mishnah that says, one who borrows a cow and the lender sent it with his own son, slave or shliach, and it died on the way, the borrower is exempt. If the borrower told him to send it with one of them, then, and he did, then, and it died, then the borrower is liable. Doesn't this teach that a slave can be mezakeh from his master for someone else? He acquired for the borrower, therefore the borrower is liable for oinus on the way. Raza answered that this discusses an Eved Ivri. Amrav Yochanan, Vafilu Teima be'Eved Knani, Tipate, which is a Ko'imeloi Pesach, Sachla Uba Melea. Rav Yochanan answered that you can even say it discusses an Eved Knani. It's as if the bowl was said, open in front of the cow, and it will come by itself. Since he said, send it to the slave, he took responsibility for it. Betani Kain, Kenhiga Himshicha Kola Uvasa, Nishaev Lashalim Kushel. We bring a support from a baisa. If the borrower led the animal, pulled it, or called to it, and it came, he became liable to pay like a borrower, even before it gets to his rishus. Rabbi Zeira, shamala min aval ein mezakeh leyadei b'nai vita katanim leyadei adu shichosa kananim mipnei shiyodan kiyodei. Rabbi Zeira said that we learn from our Mishnah he cannot be mezakeh through his cotton son or daughter, or his kanani male or female slave, because their yad is like his yad. Doesn't this teach that an Eved Knani cannot acquire from his master for someone else? And we reject that. We can say that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, who says that an Eved's Yad is like his master's Yad. Our Mishnah teaches that one may be mezakeh through his wife. Can you say that it's like Rabbi Meir? He holds that a wife's yad is like her husband's yad. Rabbi Hananiah b'shem Rabbi Pinchas tepater kahen tanaya. Hananiah, quoting Pinchas, answered that it's like the following b'risa. The Tanya ishtoi eina p'edilei ma'asasheni. B'risa says a man's wife cannot redeem ma'asasheni for him without adding a chaymish extra fifth, because as if he himself redeemed it. B'shem b'laza b'shem Rabbi Meir ishtoi p'edilei ma'asasheni. B'shem b'laza, quoting Rabbi Meir, says that his wife can redeem ma'asasheni for him without adding the Hain Tani Tanai Avad Rumeya Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi, Vole Avad Yad Isha Kiyad Bala. According to this Spicer, Rumeya considers the Eved's hand like his master's hand, but a wife's hand is not like a husband's hand. Coming on to the next mission, Halacha Zayin, Nismait Ha'ichel Moisef Umazakev in a circle of Hidea. If the food for the Eruv was diminished, below the required shear, one must be mezakeh more before the next Shabbos, he need not inform them. If new residents were added to the chotzer, one must add and be mezakeh more food, and he must inform. The Gemara says, ma, my dear, what does he inform? He must say, this is permitting all the people of the Mavoi. In the Risha, he need not say this, so he already said so the first time, because he said so the first time with Ma'ariv. Leif hador amra, she'ina mezakeh lehem begufa shel oichel. We're thinking that in the Risha, one ate and replaces what he ate, and he need not tell them. Does this not teach that he does not acquire for them in the food of the shittuf itself? Rather, the Eivah is due to residents and not due to Kenyan. Amra vichanina, tipate, shigoru, achboim. Rechayna rejected that, saying that the case is that mice dragged away the food and no person ate it. And now halacha ches, Amahu shi'oi bezman shein merubin mazain shnei su'udais lekulam. Bezman shein mu'otim k'goi geres achol echad ve'echad. When there are many people in the mavri, the shir is two meals altogether. When there are few people in the mavri, then the shir for the bread is k'goi geres, the size of a dried fig, to each person. The Gemara says, Rav amar merubin shiva'asa mu'otim shisha'asa. Rav says that many is 17 or more, few is 16 or less. Amar b'yochanan kol she'yuchlapu yesh b'kagur geres achol echad ve'echad, which is a mu'atim v'imlav hem rubin. B'yochanan said any amount that if they divide bread for two meals, and there's a gregers for everyone, this is few, if not, they are many. Rabbi Meimah, Rabbi Pligi, Ma, Dama, Rav, Kerb, Amir, Man damak Rabbi Yochanan, man amad Rabbi Yochanan ku Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch. They don't argue. Rav said that according to Rabbi Meir, he holds that two meals are 16 gregoris. Rabbi Yochanan said according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch, who holds that two meals are 8 kebetzim. It grinds down to until the Mishnah are to be printed after the next Mishnah. Now we come to Halacha Tes. Am Rav Yosi Medra Murim, but Chilas Ha'iruv Av Shiri Ha'iruv Hu Kol Shu. Rav Yosi says that this applies when one is Ma'arev initially, any remnant of an Iruv is valid. Am Rav La'arev B'chatzeirus Ela Shaloi Lishkach Es HaTinoikos. Ram said to be Ma'arev in Chatzeirus when there is Shittus Maruis, only less children who do not see what happens in the Mavri forget the mitzvah of Eruv. The Gemara says, Kamahein Shari Eruv, how much must remain from an Eruv of Yosi to be Machshir? Yai Dama of Yosi B'Shem of Yehoshia, Ezo Shehizah by Pam Achas, Pam Echad Kosher, Gambelech Shoyim Oif Hocha Kain. If, like Rabbi Yosi said the name of Rabbi Yehoshia, that the hyssop with which one sprinkles on a mitzvah, Bekashrus, from now onwards, any amount of it is kosher because it's a remnant. The same applies here, if the Eruv was kosher for one Shabbos, any remnant is kosher. Am Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Mipnei Ma, Ma'arev in Chatzeirus, Mipnei Darchei Shalom. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said that why are we Ma'arev in Chatzeirus when there is Shittuv in Mavri? It's due to Darchei Shalom. The case occurred in which a woman hated another woman, she sent her Eruv with her son, through her son, and the other one took him, hugged him and kissed him, he came and told his mother, Amma Rachin Rachmeli Velehabashyada, Vitekach Osu Shalom Hada Amma. She said, so she loves me and I didn't know. Mesis, they made Shalom. This fulfills the Pasuk in Mishle, Per Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Its ways of pleasantness and its part and all its roads and come to peace.